Welcome, health-conscious viewers, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On our special episodes today and tomorrow, entitled Maintaining a Healthy Weight, we are featuring Food for Life recipes from the Cancer Project, which is affiliated with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, or PCRM. The Cancer Project promotes cancer prevention and survival through a better understanding of cancer causes, particularly the link between nutrition and cancer. Registered dietitian Stephanie Bean and Chef Sua Lua Tupelo will present low-fat, entirely vegan, and absolutely tasty dishes to enrich our health and lives with better food choices.
Maintaining a healthy weight is a challenge for many people, but if you follow a low-fat, plant-based diet, it can be simple.
Our veggies in a blanket is fun to prepare. It's loaded with hummus, fresh vegetables, and rolled in a whole wheat tortilla. Kids just love it.
Our lentil artichoke stew is an aromatic Middle Eastern dish that is packed with fiber. We're using fire-roasted tomatoes, which gives this stew a nice smoky flavor.
I'd like to share a dish with you today, veggies in a blanket. It's a real nice dish that you can serve as an appetizer or as a lunch item.
You know, the first key in maintaining a healthy weight is to focus not on how much you eat, but on what you eat. And when you follow a plant-based diet, this makes it really easy. All you have to do is build your diet from the four new food groups: whole grains, beans and legumes, fruits and vegetables. And you also need to keep your vegetable oils to a minimum. This is a great recipe to share.
Let's look at our ingredients here. We have some whole wheat tortillas, we have some hummus, some shredded carrots, and some chopped spinach. We'll take one of our tortillas, and you can pick up store-bought hummus, and that's what we have here. You can find it in your shelves at any grocery store. They will carry a variety of different types of hummus. So we'll just take our hummus and we'll spread it on. We'll take our shredded carrots, put a little of those in.
Is that hummus a special kind of hummus, or is it traditional with the tahini and the cumin?
This is a traditional hummus here.
But you could also buy the kind that has sun-dried tomatoes or Kalamata olives.
That's right. There's so many different varieties, roasted red peppers.
Yeah, spicy varieties. Yeah.
And we can also use like different types of lettuce. Here we just have chopped spinach, but you can use romaine. You can also use butter leaf lettuce and stuff like that. And so we can just roll this up like this. Hold it in your hand and you're ready to go. I like to do it as an appetizer, though. So when I do it as an appetizer, and this is where I like to get my kids involved, they can make their own. I put the tortilla on the board, and I take my knife, and I'm going to cut the ends off. We won't throw the ends away. We sort of like to square it off. We're going to take our hummus, and we're going to spread a little bit on the tortilla. Then we're going to put this right back in there so we use it up. Then we'll take some more. See, and this holds like our glue. See that? So it doesn't come apart. Now we're going to put some more hummus on top of here. We're going to spread it out almost to the end here, but not quite to the end. And then we're going to add our carrots, our spinach, going across the length of the tortilla here. Then we're going to roll it up. See? And then I'll take some picks like this. And, you know, the kids love this. And you put them in. Let's do a yellow or orange one here. And then we'll just cut. And you have some little pinwheels there. And then we'll just put those on like so.
I can see where this is a great thing to keep in your refrigerator just as a quick snack. You know, a lot of people, when they're trying to lose weight, they skip meals or they eat really tiny portions of food. And really, when you do that, you slow down your calorie burning speed, and over time it just becomes harder and harder to lose the weight. Also, when you skip meals, you get so hungry that you end up overeating. Food like this that is high in fiber and nutrients, you can eat until you're satisfied and you're still going to be consuming fewer calories than if you ate something that was high in fat or sugar.
When we return from this brief message, we will learn how to make lentil and artichoke stew. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
And fiber. It is the perfect dish to help you maintain a healthy weight because the high fiber content is going to satisfy you and keep you feeling fuller longer. Chef, how do you make it?
Well, I have some red lentils here that I'll be using in this dish. I'm choosing red lentils because they cook a lot quicker than your other green lentils or the brown lentils. Then we have our vegetable broth, onions, we have our garlic, and then we have our spices, the coriander, the cumin, and the red chili. We also have bay leaves, and of course, artichoke hearts. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to add our onions. We're going to take our garlic, and we'll put that in. I'm just going to stir this around a little bit, and we're going to let those flavors develop. We're going to take our lentils here, and we're going to add those in. You want to make sure you rinse these off, which we've already done ahead of time. We're going to add our spices.
Now, which spice is that?
Coriander, our cumin.
So this dish really has a Middle Eastern feel to it.
That's right, yes. And our red pepper flakes. This is optional. Okay, if you want a little spicy, you would put that in. We'll stir this around, let all those flavors blend together. Okay. We're going to be using our fire roasted tomatoes in this dish. So we're going to add that in. We're at our tomatoes here.
You know, tomatoes are a very rich source of lycopene, a phytonutrient that helps fight off cancer. And pink grapefruit and watermelon also contain lycopene, but the best source is eating cooked tomato products.
Okay, so we're going to add a bay leaf. This is a good-sized bay leaf, so I'll just tear this in half. And the reason why I'm doing that, so you have enough bay leaf for this dish, instead of just putting one in there, you have it dispersed throughout the dish. So, and we'll just take our artichokes. And we'll put that in. We're going to squeeze fresh lemon. Take this one. And then we're going to add a little water. I add about 2 cups of liquid here.
And that's because the lentils will absorb that.
Absorb a lot of that water. Look at that. Isn't that nice? Okay, so what I'm going to do is let this simmer for about 15 to 20 minutes. And we'll just move this over on this side here. I have some that's already cooked, that has started a little earlier.
And you can see where when you cook lentils, they cook a lot faster than beans. Beans, sometimes, you know, you have to soak them, drain the water off, and there's more steps involved. But lentils, you just throw in a pot and you cook them, and they're ready in 20 minutes.
That's right. So one thing that I want to do here is I want to remove the bay leaves. So I'll take our bay leaves out. Oh, it smells
very
like,
good.
Yeah, it smells like it needs a little salt.
So is it ready to taste?
It's ready to taste. And then we're going to add a couple grinds from our pepper mill. Okay. Stir it up. Why don't you give it a taste?
It is really good. I like the fire roasted tomatoes. It adds that smoky flavor. It's really nice.
Okay, let's put a little parsley on here. There you go. We'll just put some on our plate. You can serve this over couscous since it has that Mediterranean flair. And what other things would you serve this over?
Probably just any whole grain. Brown rice would be good to keep the Mediterranean flair going. Maybe some bulgur. Quinoa pilaf would be very high in protein and would go well with this.
Or you can also serve it over the rutabaga mashed potatoes.
For more information on the Cancer Project and Food for Life, please visit cancerproject.org, foodforlifetv.org, or call 001-202-244-5038 to learn more about how a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans can help you prevent cancer.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.